course, we have the sidewalks all the way around. I think
the outdoor areas at the Little Lighthouse, where Executive Director Gene Winfrey is giving a tour, for years have provided a safe place for many of Tulsa's youngest special needs students to play and learn. But for one University of Tulsa undergraduate, today they constitute an engineering challenge.
Is it just the sidewalk that you guys are hoping the magic carpet will go over, or grass?
My name is Dev Gogolakis, and I'm a mechanical engineering student.
He's working on the second generation of a unique invention that was built by a now graduated group of TU engineers. It's called the Magic Carpet. More on what it does in a minute, but it's just one in a list of projects TU engineers have created for local organizations through a program called Make a Difference Engineering, made at TU.
My name is John Henshaw. I'm a professor of mechanical engineering. Our goal is to give our engineering students the experience of using their knowledge to help those less fortunate than they are.
For the students, usually seniors working on required capstone design projects, it begins early in the year.
In October every year, we have a night when we invite in anybody who would like to be a customer for one of our senior projects.
A perennial customer, the Little Lighthouse. That's how former TU engineering student Scott Peterson got involved. During his senior year, he and a few colleagues designed the first magic carpet,
which is a mobility aid, kind of a little robotic platform that they can drive around themselves if they're not independently mobile.
It looks like fun, like some kind of simple robotic animal. A wide platform on wheels, it has a couple of different kinds of detachable controller mechanisms for students with different levels of dexterity and comprehension. Peterson remembers delivering the finished project to the students.
But we were here for a couple hours, and they cycled, you know, 5 or 10 kids through there, and one of them just pressed the straight button, and we had people at each kind of corner of that room inside the playroom there, turning him corners, and he just went in laps forever and ever, biggest grin on his face, and then there were two girls who drove around at the same time and started driving into things and people also, and you know, just giggling, and that was really incredibly rewarding, just when we were finally able to deliver it and see the joy on everybody's faces.
David Gogolakis isn't a senior. In fact, he just started his sophomore year at TU, but wanting to keep busy in his field over the break and build up experience for future internship applications, he spent this summer working on an update to Peterson's group's original design.
I'm redesigning the basic frame. Hopefully we're going to make that out of plastic and make it lighter while still maintaining the strength. And then larger wheels on the sides to make it more practical for outdoor use. And then some sort of a shock for the front and rear wheels, so it's a little bit smoother ride, it's not quite as bumpy.
Again, here's Gene Winfrey, Little Lighthouse Executive Director.
I will tell you, we have really been blessed. We have benefited. I think it's been a win-win situation. The students have been able to use their skills and gifts and talents to create something that benefits our children.
Tomorrow, we'll join Gogolakis for some test runs of the work he finished this summer. I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.